Now, that funding was given over to the PNG Olympic Committee, who were told to manage, run and administrate that funding to ensure that it was done properly, correctly and professionally without fear or favour. That has all been done, with the exception for a few that the PNG Olympic Committee is still waiting for their final bank accounts and details to give them their funding that they deserve. But otherwise, it's been a very successful incentive program. Already, a lot of the athletes are using that to enhance their abilities as athletes, buying themselves new equipment and assisting them in their day-to-day training, which is working very, very well. It's also administrated through the PNG Olympic Committee, where they're guiding and assisting those athletes with that particular funds that we've given them. So, I see it as a success, and the athletes have definitely greatly appreciated it.
It certainly was an expensive exercise for you, though. I understand around 4 million kina, which comes to more than $1 million. Were you over budget for that? I mean, did you have the funds to be able to pay out those bonuses to everyone?
The actual cost for all the incentives for all our Papua New Guinea medalists and participants was about 7 million kina. And that funding was budgeted for under the Pacific Games Authority and through the budget process that we have put in place.
Now, you're obviously very pleased with how this all eventuated, but there are some big discrepancies in how much some of the athletes were paid. I understand the swimmer, Ryan Pinney, who really dominated in the pool with multiple gold medals, was awarded 170 million kina. Do you think it's fair that some athletes who come from more disadvantaged backgrounds, I guess, really missed out and therefore have less to invest or reinvest in themselves?
Yeah, I mean, that can you can put that into perspective. But I think at the end of the day, the individual athletes, no matter who they are, have worked so hard for so long to get to where they are and to win those medals. And I don't think comparing one athlete to another is on the same page, because some athletes do more work than others to get to where they are. For example, Ryan Pinney, swimming is a daily training, vigorous event that takes a lot of time and effort to get to where he got to. Same like Toya Whistle, running and training and in the gym every day. Some sports have higher training aspirations and work than others. So the medals that the athletes got and how they got them, they've all worked hard. I appreciate they've all done wonderful things to get to where they are and put the sacrifice in. But those medals that the athletes got, they deserve, and they deserve those incentives.